Eu também vou digo. Bom dia. Bom dia. I am known here in this church as Christina's mom. It used to be the other way, but now in this church, no. And of course, dear pastor, my son-in-law. Why am I going to Brazil? And a lot of you don't know some of the things of my life. And the reason is, in the first place, I've been to Belém before you were. When I just had gone down as a new, brand new missionary, I was going to northern Brazil first, and I was going to meet the man I was going to marry. He always says I chased him there. Really, I didn't. We went to school together. But anyway, and so I was in Belém and married in Ceará. And then the Lord did a miracle, something. Does the Lord ever change your plans sometimes? Your plans? He changed ours. We thought we would be living in the northern Brazil the rest of our lives. In fact, we even visited the town where we might even be. But instead, God led us to a different place entirely, to southern Brazil. And it was in the state of Paraná. And there was a gentleman pastor that said, I want you to, if you want to get and evangelize people, get down here quickly with those missionaries that you, some of those missionaries that just came with you. Because it was when the coffee was being planted in the southwestern Brazil. And it was full of people from all over Brazil and even foreign countries. People were going there to start new lives on the farms. To make a long story short, Bob and I were married in 1953. In 1953, we spent our honeymoon at Cristo Redentor, which some of you know, in Rio de Janeiro, because we were on a ship, Arachimbó. And then we went on in to this land. I had to learn Portuguese. I didn't know it. My husband had been there a year before I was, so he did know it. And guess what? We stayed. Our first child was born there. And we went to a place that God led us called Umuarama, Paraná. And in that place is where we lived as a family since 1955. Umuarama. But it was interesting. All of that happened. And God blessed that there were many churches founded. We visited many people. We had many children in our home. And that's where the first church started in Umuarama, was in our home. But what I'm going to tell you is this. Of all that God did there, let me bring you back to the present. You remember when David was here? David and Debbie, their family, were just here, a few months ago. They were here before on a furlough. And I don't know what happened, but I think Christina, maybe Dwayne, and David and Debbie were sort of talking together. Because I never expected in my life to go back to Brazil. And it happens that Christina walks into the door one day, and she sits down on the sofa, and she says to me, Mom, you can go to Brazil. I was flabbergasted for the first time in my life, believe me. I just sat there. I sort of was sort of struck. And I said, but I can't go. I can't go anywhere alone. She says, you don't have to. You can go with the team. Now, I'm not on the team, but I'm sure with it, believe you me. And she says, Mom, you'll have plenty of helpers. And I thought, ooh, that sounds good. And anyway, to make another long story short, then she said, and Mom, and I said to her, Christy, I cannot go by myself on the plane because David wanted me to visit there in his town of Vitória da Conquista, which is East Central Brazil. And he's, because I was supposed to be, because on June 17th is the inauguration. Is the inauguration of the Alice Thompson Grade School. Actually, it has nothing to do with me. It's the Brazilians that give people these names. And they've said, "You, Mom, you always love children." In fact, our ministry is always started with children, always, in our home. And what happened is then she said, "But Mom, David's going to come and get you from Vitória da Conquista. He's coming to Belém, the airport, of course, and then Benevides. And he'll be with there and he'll pick you up." I didn't know at the time that just maybe Joanna might come too. But anyway, long story short, as I keep saying, and she said to me, "You'll have someone with you every bit of the way. And the family here, the Smith family, after the team returns to the United States, the Smith family, including those three young men and their family, are remaining and will go down to a place that we call Falls de Iguaçu, or Iguaçu Falls, one of the most beautiful falls in the world. But we've been there quite a bit. And so they're going down there, and guess what? David and I are leaving Vitória da Conquista and going down there and meet them there at that very same place. From there, we're going home. Home to Umuarama, where I lived, where our family lived, where our children all lived since 1955. It is a very emotional time for me. It's the first time I'm returning to Brazil without my husband. And I ask your prayers for me emotionally. I ask your prayers for me physically, because I certainly need that too. And another thing I want to do is I want to thank everybody who is already praying, already helping me to get there. And I want to thank all of you in Jesus' name. Thank you. And continue to pray that all will go well. And yes, I will be there for the inauguration. And not only will I be there for the inauguration, but that same weekend is a conference of all the churches. And guess what? There's going to be a lot of people there. And as Chrissy mentioned too, down in Umuarama, there is going to be an open house where we have people coming from all over, neighbors, students. Oh, of course, I looked at one of them on Facebook and said, "My, he's getting old." He was 16 when I taught him in seminary. The seminary started in southern Brazil. And I say, "Lord, thank you for this wonderful privilege that could not be possible were it not for a loving family and us extremely immense God, and a lot of praying friends that are helping me along the way."